undisclosed location somewhere in North America, this is your weekly Truth Be Told Minuteman Report. The deep ocean is vast, and very little time has been spent studying it. It seems that every time a scientist goes out fishing or trolling or goes into a fish market in a little-known place, a new species of shark is found. Sharks live in diverse habitats and can range in size from as small as a cigar to as large as a school bus. And while marine biologists have long tried to dispel the myth that sharks are vicious predators that attack humans, fatal shark assaults do occasionally happen. According to the University of Florida's Museum of Natural History, 57 unprovoked shark bites occurred worldwide in 2020, 13 of those being fatal. University of Oxford researchers J. Alyssa White and Rick Schulting recently unearthed the skeletal remains of the oldest known shark attack victim. The adult male, known as Sukumo No. 24, at the Sukumo burial site, was a prehistoric hunter-gatherer. He displayed nearly 790 traumatic injuries, including incisions, punctures, and fractures that showed no signs of healing, which suggests that the incident was fatal. Although the injuries resembled those which were possibly made by metal weapons, scientists used radiocarbon dating to determine that the attack occurred at a time when the people of Japan didn't have access to those weapons. The team considered other possible assailants, like crabs, bears, and boars, but the types of lesions on the remains didn't fit the bill, so researchers ruled those out. In a statement from the Oxford team, given the injuries, he was clearly the victim of a shark attack. The man may well have been fishing with companions at the time since he was recovered quickly, and based on the character and distribution of the tooth marks, the most likely species responsible was either a tiger or great white shark. Tiger sharks and great white sharks inhabit Japan's Seto Inland Sea near the burial site. Both species have previously mauled humans, though they don't usually attack people unless provoked. Since archaeological discoveries of shark attacks are rarely uncommon, the team decided to consult with the Florida Program of Shark Research. Together, the international team was able to reconstruct the assault using CT scans, which allowed experts to see and map the person's wounds, which showed most of the victim's ribs were fractured and bitten, and that his chest cavity and abdomen were probably eviscerated. The wounds were also concentrated on his left hip and leg, and he may have lost his left hand while trying to protect his body from the shark.